We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, we're up to page Kuf Tzaditet. And the Magid Midovna had said that one area that's very hard for a person to be impartial about is what's right and what's wrong. The Magid Midovna had said that we have a hard time when we look at ourselves to think about what's honest and what's dishonest. He says, "Aval le'inyanim ha'acherim, asher shem acher aleihem." When it comes to other things, "kmo emet v'sheker," if you want to know what's a truth or a lie, "na'e u'mshubach," what's praiseworthy, "megune u'mtoav," and what should be derided, "efshar u'vilti efshar," "mashem sugei tfisat hadat," sometimes you can figure it out, sometimes you can't. "Be'ele ein evdel," "efshar u'vilti efshar," whether something's possible or not possible. "Mashem sugei tfisat hadat," things that depend on your capacity to understand. "Be'ele ein evdel b'no v'no zulat," in these areas you could figure it out, and your partiality does not get in the way. Just as you could look at someone else and say he lied, you could look at yourself and say you lied. A person, when it comes to bilti l'avdil ben hayashar uben aved, the only thing is, if we want to see what's a straight path and what's an crooked path, whether righteous or wicked, That's areas where we get confused. And those are areas where he gave us this advice. And he said, "Tachin lecha aderech boven she'amarnu," then you should prepare yourself the way we said. Look at someone else. And when you look at someone else and you gauge them, then you have a pretty good gauge of what's right and wrong. Don't look at yourself. When we look at ourselves, we always think we're righteous. You want to see if something's righteous or not righteous, then imagine it were someone else. Look at someone else and evaluate. But you got to do it all. You can't go halfway. He says you can't go halfway. Look at other people and say, "Oh, this guy, he's this, that, and the other thing. Oh, I can't stand him." And then you say, "Yeah, but I'm okay." The Magen Midovna said it only works if you do the next step and you say, I'm also, look at, I got the same thing. Chalila lecha mizeh. God forbid you should do that to go only halfway. Ki az tiyem otam shnema alem, adam bli ali sham nolechi kishut pe, ko etz benam unel bragdam hoi betzvotav tapuchov pilibo. Because if you would, then you'd be one of those people that King Solomon said, it's a person without the oak of heaven, a sinful person who speaks improperly. He does all kinds of trickery with his eyes, with his feet, with his fingers, and really in his heart, he's looking to deceive people. Ratzal omar nitapcha sagato v'avchanato choresh ra becholet. Ratzal omar hu atzmo yaseh kol ra v'chol avel v'im acherim midyanim yishaleach et atzmo matzdik v'et chavro yershia gam b'inyan echad. What King Solomon is talking about is a person who is twisted in that he will always think how to harm others and do harm unto others, and when he looks at others, so then he says, what wicked people they are. But when he looks at himself, he says, I'm okay. So that's even though they did the same thing. And sometimes you could say that to a chavrusa or to a friend. What would you say if I did that? I told you guys the story about my roommate. I had a roommate once who, whenever he'd clean the floor, he didn't ever clean the floor. But whenever they'd come to clean the floor in the yeshiva, so he would take the chairs from the room and put them on my pillow. You know, the feet of the chair that was on the floor. So the first time he did it, I figured, maybe it's a mistake. The second time he did it, I figured, maybe he doesn't care if, you know. So he does it on my bed because really he wouldn't care if it were on his bed too. So the next time he did it, I innocently, you know, with a smile, I took the chairs off my pillow. And I started taking them to put them down on his pillow. And I did it very deliberately so he would see it. Like, I'm taking the chairs off my pillow to put the feet of the chairs on my pillow. And in a second, he was up there saying, no, don't do that. The feet of the chair are filthy. So I looked at him and smiled. I just smiled, you know. So you realize the feet of the chair are filthy. So he looks at me. And I said, so then why'd you put it on my pillow? Isn't that a fair question? I think it's a fair question. So the Magid Midovna says there are people like that, that in the very same act, if someone else does it, they could say, what a terrible person. But then they themselves go and do the same exact thing. That's a terrible person, says the Magid Midovna. So the Magid Midovna says, if you're going to take this advice that I told you to judge others, that's only if you come full circle and you take that same judgment and apply it to yourself. I want you to know the Magid Midovna. He's such a genius. So I marvel because he takes on subjects which I haven't seen in any other sefer. He says this same idea applies to love as well. There are people who have honest love, and there are people who have love which is sinful. Im yehavet ha-ra'uy lehov, yehavet atzmo, aval yehavet chavero kenafsho. A healthy person, says the Magid Midovna, loves themselves and has the capacity to love others like himself. Kema'amar ve'avtal racha kamocha. As the Torah says, love others like yourself. He midah tova v'yishara. That is a good and honest path. Notice how he infers from here, people say it in the name of the Rebbe from Kotsk. The Kotsk Rebbe is quoted as having said, it says in the Pasuk, Vavta l'reacha kamocha, from here you see you're supposed to love yourself. It says, love your friend like yourself. So you see you're supposed to love yourself. But if you look clearly, that's what the Magid Midovna just said. The Magid Midovna said, a healthy person loves himself and has the capacity to love others like himself. Aval midat ha'avel, but the way a sinful person behaves is lehov ach et atzmo. They love only themselves. Venimshoch ha'neima rak elav, and to try and make it pleasant only for themselves. Ne'emar bo yishtapuchot yesharach madon v'nirgan mafrid aluf mafrid eitchabut ben ish l'reyeyu. A sinful person, he makes fights and he severs the bond between people. Ki kvar ne'emar kamayim apanim lapanim ken lev adam la'adam. King Solomon said, just as when you look in the water you see your own reflection, so too when you speak to your friend you should know you're also getting your own reflection. When you have two people who love one another, then that love unites them when they're reflecting one another. But if you have a relationship where each one really loves themselves, so then that love is what keeps them apart. Because if you have two people under one blanket, and each one is focused on themselves, then the blanket isn't big enough. The Gemara says, when there was love between us, we could fit together on the tip of a blade. When isn't love between us, then no bed is big enough for the two of us. The question is, where are our hearts? So, if one, and I remember as a child, the Rebbe told us, the Pasuk says in Ecclesiastes, in Koheles, Im ishkevu shnayim v'cham lahem u'le'echad ech yecham. If two people lie together in bed, they're both warm. If a person lies alone, he's not warm. So the Rebbe said, how are two people warm? You ever try sharing a blanket with someone? It's always, you know, you pull this way, he pulls that way. There's never enough for both of you. It's only if each one cares about the other. So I fired back, well, if you really cared about him so much, then as much as you pulled for you, you'd pull for him, and then you'd still be short on the blanket. Meaning, if your focus is I want him to be warm, and his focus is I want him to be warm, so you're still going to be short on the blanket. Because instead of tugging this way, you're tugging that way. But if you were as sincere. And the true answer is what the Magid Midovna just said. Loving the other one is not about not loving myself. It's about maintaining that healthy, I want it good for me, and I also want it good for him. It's not to the exclusion of me. It's that he is also important to me. If the other person is also important to me, so then there's enough room under the blanket for both of us. Because we're both focused on both of us. Not that we're each focused on the other to the exclusion of ourselves. And that's a big mistake people sometimes make. People think if I love them, so then I'm going to let them trample all over me. No. If I love them, then it's important for me that I'm here, and it's important for me that they're here. Both are important to me. I'll get to you in a second, Uri. V'hem kishnei chamorim asurim ba'agala ze la'tzafon v'ze la'darom. If you have two people who are in love, but each one really only loves themselves, so then they're like two donkeys bound to a wagon, but on opposite ends of the wagon. So each one's pulling the wagon in an opposite direction. And that's what the Magen Midvarnei says. Love that is really sinful love. It's not love about the other person, it's about loving oneself. So then that's love that will only separate them. That is not love that will unite them. True love is healthy love, which begins with the person loving themselves and evolves into having the capacity to loving the other as I love myself, but not to the exclusion of myself, and then we can both be happy together. Because then I can be focused on him too. But notice the two. It's not to the exclusion of myself. I can be focused on the other as well. It's important to me that the other one is happy. So sometimes it involves certain sacrifices. Yes, sometimes if there's one piece of chocolate left, I'm going to give it to them. I want the chocolate, but it's important for me to make them happy. That's important for me too. So I'm going to give them that piece of chocolate. But guys, this is a tremendous balance that the Magen Midvarnei is telling us here. I don't know of any other work that spells it out as clearly as he just did.